This is the Dharma talk from หลวงพ่อทองใบประพัสโร from วัดนาหลวง monastery. It's on 27 July 2016. The door of ransom has been opened. It does matter that we know.The way to go, and how many paths, how many methods to do. But it's about yourself. You have to know this. The world, craving, suffering, dharma, or nirvana, they are not belong to anyone.Nobody has right reservation with them. It can degenerate, and it also can prosper. Study and learn yourself. To gain knowledge enough, make sure it's worth it that you were born to be a human.The ransom door that had been opened. How many ways, how many paths that you know. But how come you are still lost? You are still going around and around and carry the mind to stay with sin like this. And keep the body tortured like this. It's not that we live higher than the sky.Or live under the ground, be just a normal human and eat rice. And we understand what we are talking, but how come we still want to imprison our mind to stay with sin like this? The ransom door is not about the doctrine, it's not about the religion.It's not about someone special, but it's the story that we should know. You coming to practice here. The word coming to practice is not like coming to practice for fun or coming to play with buffalo. It's not about come to create the merit.Or sin to yourself. The word practice or patibat. This word is limited. It's not like the word for public to use that. In the practice is limited. It's not the public. Just one limited. It's like the same thing to the sun. The sun have the word.To explain and limit it, for the sun is like brightness. And for coming to practice, the word of limited is no. Don't make enemy to yourself. If we practice ourselves, that's good. If we train ourselves, that is excellent.But if you try to against the rule of the practice, that means you make the sin. Do you know? Merit is non-self. Sin is non-self. But they have the fruits of merit and sin. It's like the fire or the water. The fire can burn and the water can flood.Look on the earth, you will see the grass. And look up to the sky, you will see millions of stars. But they are nothing. Why don't you look back to yourself to know the true natural insights? Degenerate and prosper. Nobody can stop it. It's about our duty.That we need to make it happen. The ransom door to clean sin. How many ways, how many parts in that? There are three ways of them. The first way we call the old karma. If we talk, we think, we do anything, we only refer to the old karma, only talk about the old karma in the previous life, in the past. That means you are not practiced the real kamathan or meditation. You only consume the defilement because the old karma is the defilement. Even though the karma in the past, like yesterday, or the karma in the future is defilement because it's not in the present moment. So that's why it's better don't talk about the old karma. It's better to talk about the kamathan or the practice in the present moment. It's not about the old karma or the new karma, because kamathan or practice is always be like that. Example like the right speed, the right livelihood, the right effort. This is the sila or morality. It's not new, it's not old, it's not all about that. Don't need to enact or make new label on that. Because you need to cut the enact, cut all label. And because this is the truth of this, it's always to write this. So it's better don't pay attention in the old karma. In the past, there have the doctrine that talk about the old karma. We have to delete that. Don't keep it in the mind. It's better to focus on concern on the new karma that we can make in the present moment. That means you can make the sati or mindfulness in the present moment. And also make wisdom in the present moment. Because in mindfulness and wisdom, has no old karma, has no new karma. Under the sky, higher than the earth, only a person who have the sila, this is the greatest person. And a person who don't have sila, it can say like the dead person. Or especially a person who have the sila or morality, but they have practiced with the some routine that they believe that can make them destroy defilement in the wrong way. This is the worst case. And why I say like they are like the dead person? Because if they still practice or believe like that, they have no chance to end of the suffering, end of birth, end of the circle of the suffering. Because I never see anyone, any student, any practitioner who practice with the wrong routine, with the wrong sila, and they can reach to enlightenment, to nirvana. It's only a person who practice with samatha, the peacefulness, and vipassana by wisdom. They can destroy all defilement and destroy all the suffering. Since the past until the present moment, the karma that we need to do is samatha and vipassana, peacefulness and wisdom. Make it peace, make it bright. No moment. Every moment must full with this. Don't need to refill. But I'm talking like this, that means right now it's not full. It's reduced. And the second way is God. If you believe in God, if you cannot leave God, then you will never meet the Buddha. The Buddha occurs. He is not God. He was born as a normal human, and he's searching for the way to come out from suffering. He is not a student. He is not a learner. But he is the one who trained himself really well, because he did not believe in anyone. Why he did not believe in anyone? Because he trained himself. He see the cause and effect from that. But right now we are not training. We only make expectation. I should be like this. I should be like this. This is like Lama Sutra. This means you believe in the words. You believe in the wrong way with the stupidity. Don't know how to train yourself. Don't know how to practice yourself. Only expectation. Only guess. I should be like this, like that. If it comes like this, that means you will stay in the doctrine of God. That means you don't have right understanding and the right thought. This is the wrong understanding and the wrong thoughts. So right now, all the monks and the practitioners in the Buddhist is moving on the path like this. They are going on the path of the wrong view and the wrong thoughts. Can say it's about 90% of them. Don't know suffering and never destroy what is behind the suffering. And not clever how to solve the suffering. And never search the way out from suffering. It only search the way into suffering. So this is what happened right now in this era. And full of sensual desire thoughts, full of anger thoughts, full of harmful thoughts in every square inches in mind. So this is the doctrine of God has arisen. If you become a slave of God without any condition, for sure you will go with it with no condition. That means you go with stupidity. This is the doctrine of God. That means I want to do this, I want to think this, I want to talk this, and just go, just do, just talk like that. It's like the blind dog keep going around. So this is what happened right now in this era. So this is what we call the doctrine of God. They make many kind of gods, but never believe in God. So this is the worst case in this era. And then the next way is the prophecy. Believe in the prophecy or believe in oracle. I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, because I'm waiting for what happened from the word of oracle. Between this prayers of people who believe in prophecy or oracle in Thailand is more than 70%, and they don't want to have right effort, they don't want to have right mindfulness, they don't want to have the right meditation. It's only like performance, the ritual. that appeal to Oracle. Wait for when it's gonna happen. So in this third way, if you have this, that means your mind is perverse. In this era, it's like 100%. And in the houses, in the village, in school, in temples, it's full of this belief 100% already. In Vatna Luang Monastery, it also have the Mara attack by this kind of beliefs. But fortunately, that we are smarter. Because we don't believe in the prophecy. We don't believe in God. We don't believe in the desire. Because for Mara, they want to have merit. They want everything with desire, but they don't have Dharma. But for me, I don't believe this. Because in our duty, we don't need to believe, but we have to make it. But right now, many people just believe, but don't make it, don't practice. So the pure mind happen because of pray to God. The pure mind happen because of purpose. The pure mind happen because of the word from oracle. So where is that mind? It never happened like that. It's not like taking a shower and your mind will be clean and clear. You have to practice to make your mind have the purifulness. Have the purity. The ransom door to clean the sin is opened by the Buddha that opened for us. And the monk of the Buddha or the disciple of the Buddha just bring the door to us. But if you don't practice, if you don't follow, if you don't walk on this path, for sure, you are still perverse. Perverse. Perverse because have the wrong understanding, have the wrong view, have the wrong perception, and have the wrong thoughts. The secret is liberate mind. And it talk about have the right effort and have the right mindfulness and make sure to make the mind strong and stable with the samadhi or meditation. But if you feel lazy, I don't want to practice, I just let the mind flow with defilement, don't need to start with the mindfulness and feel tired to stay in meditation. So how come you're gonna be the one who have enlightenment? It's only degenerate way that you will success on that. And there is 2 points. The first point is if you have the effort will push you until you progress and reach to Nirvana. And the second point is if you are lazy, then you will move down to hell. That's it. So this is only 2 duties of the mind. If you are very strong, be patient and do everything with effortness, finally you'll be moved to Nirvana. But if you are lazy, don't do anything, finally you will go down to hell. That's all. And do not cry later. And don't blame the others. No one can make the other pure or dirty. is only ourself. Only yourself have to do it by yourself. You come to live near me, stay close to me, but you only guess, only prediction, only make forecast. I can say that your chance is only previous. I reach to the point. This point is not a human, not the animals, not the sankharas of formation. But this point is knowledge. The knowledge that I reach is I know suffering. Every square inches that the suffering exists and cover, I know all of them. Then I won't be previous. And I won't see self. I won't see suffering and happiness. So the path to ransom, clean and clear the sin. You should compare yourself that you know any part of them or not. The door that has been opened for today, or the way to go out from sin, when we making the path to ransom, clean and clear the sin, then it may have something that's much better arise. And it's not the door to heaven, or it's not the gate of hell. We don't care about that. But there is the greater door. This door is bigger and better. So what is this door? This door is the noble person. The door of noble person. If we can open the door to clean the sin of the wrong view, wrong thought, wrong action, if we can clean all of this, that means you are success. And then you will see in front of your face that the whole world is made by craving. And the fruit is the suffering from that. And you will understand them clearly. The craving create the world. And the suffering is the fruit from craving. You know, you see like this. Then you will change to consume the Dharma, not craving. It's only the Dharma and the Nirvana that you will stay and take them. And don't need a lot of time to practice. So I want you to practice like this. Don't need to practice like that. Everyone who's sitting here, we fall to the same ocean. It's only one taste. It's salty. But don't try to pretend. Don't try to switch. Don't try to escape to open the sin and consume that. Who will be the one who receive the sin and suffering for you? It's no one. It's only yourself that will receive that. Talk by yourself, think by yourself, and do by yourself, and you receive it by yourself. And no one can help, because when you were born, you just born. When you die, you just die, and nobody can stop that. So how could you born? How will you die if you don't study? What will you have? Many people talk about we were born to receive the karma, to pay back the karma. It's not all about that. It's not about we were born to receive the karma. We were born to make a new karma. This is not the right way. But we were born to know. If we didn't born, then we didn't know. It's like Chakkhung Uthapathi in Pali word. That means the eyes arise with me. If the eyes never arise, then we never see. Oyanang utapati desmi the knowers arise with me. So if the thing like this, like the eyes, like the knowledge that arise, or they were born in the mind, this is the real door to clean and clear and ransom the sin. Chakung utapati, the eyes arise. Yanang utapati, the knowledge arise. Vichha utapati, the insight arise. Panya utapati, wisdom arise. And aloko utapati, the brightness arise. Consume it, take it, have it. The eyes of Dharma will arise and make reaction. It's like the earth or the land. If you plant something, it will happen and grow up. The fruit, the plant, the trees, it will grow up. The same thing for the mind. Whatever you plant in your mind, it will grow up. It's like the rice field of the religion, the same thing. The rice field and the mind, whatever you plant inside, it will grow up. What you plant inside is what grow up. If you plant Mitcha Titi, then you will have the wrong view, wrong understanding. But if you plant the right understanding or Mitcha Titi, you have the right thought, have the right mind, have the right view. But the power of the right view and the power of the wrong view is very different. The right view, the right thought will make the mind get enlightenment. And the wrong view will make the mind become the enemies. And when the mind become the enemies, so who will receive this one? It's you, it's yourself, will receive this enemy inside. Peacefulness cannot happen because you are angry. Calmness cannot happen because you are greedy. And the taste of Dharma cannot happen because you lost with ignorance. And the world cannot be peace because you have strong ego or self inside. And the peacefulness of the human cannot happen because you have the wrong view. So this is the lie that coming. So what will you beg? What will you cry? What will you appeal for that? You see, right now, we are making the weapon to kill each other. We are making drug and poison to each other. And then what is the lovely sword that we have? It's only the bones, the pies of bones, and no taste at all in that. It's like, I hate them. I am angry with them. I curse on them. And what is the result that you have? It's only the suffering. The bandit is never have problem with this. It's the same thing like the mountain when it's faced with the sun or the wind. It's had no problem. For a person like bandit or a person who have the wisdom, has no problem at all with that. If you are not hurry to do this, you will have a big suffering. But when you listen to this, you want to clean and clear the sin inside. You clean it, you clear it, you stop it. Then you have enlightenment. You will be free from sin. But if you listen, But you don't care, you don't remember, you forgot. Then you will be lost in sin constantly and keep continue like this. It's only one moment that the mind working. It's the moment that know and the moment that lost or don't know. Yes, it's only one moment. If that moment the mind know, that means yes, it's clean and clear perfectly. But the moment that the mind lost and don't know, that moment is dark peace. So, where is lost and know from? Where do they form? Lost, that means the moment that the mind lost, it happened because you don't concern, you don't pay attention in that. But no happen because you pay attention, you concern in that. It's like the palm. When you open your hand with the palm, you put the fire on that, or you put the ice on that, hot and cold, it's no. The same thing for the mind. Whatever you put inside, the mind know it. Nobody knows, but you see. Nobody see, but you know. So it's like we were born in the one moment that we were born from the one semen from dad or father, and one fallen from the mother. Nobody know, nobody see, except us. Even though the father and mother didn't know about this, except when any being fertilization, then the parents will know. So therefore, when we listen about this, the door to open to learn some clean and clear the sin is easy, but don't be stupid. Atta hawe chinang seyo, you should defeat and win over the stupidity inside. Because we have used stupidity for a long time, and we only lose in that. So try to win just one moment, then you will see how excellent you are. Don't need really long time, just one moment in the mind. If you have the moment that the mind not stick in happiness or suffering, not stick in right or left, so that means that moment, your mind is win. If sticks in right, which means happiness. If stick with left, which means suffering. If stick like that, that means you are lose. Make a copycat, not original one. It's not true. It's not good. The mind, if the mind know, it won't be happy or suffer because it's no and it's non-self. And no effects. The effect of the mind is clean, clear, bright, and liberate. That's all. No stuck or stick or attached on anything. The other thing is liar and cheating. For feeling, perception, thought, or consciousness, this is not the mind. It's about the form. And the mind duties. But the real mind is not the form or the mind like this. The mind means no. No because of what? The thing that the mind knows because that thing is exist. If no exists, then the mind never know. So what's its exit inside? What exit is sati or mindfulness? It's panya, wisdom. Idyana, knowledge. That's why the mind know. If no cause, then the mind never know. Do you know this is the right point to practice? This is the Majjhima part or the middle part. You would be embraced under the sky or higher than the ground. And no panya or no wisdom will make the mind get lost. So even though you have born for million life, but the sun is always sunrise in the east and sunset in the west. It's never changed. Sunrise never rise in the west and sunset never happen in the east. The same thing for the mind. If the mind across and free from doubt and question, it's always like that. This mind won't be wandering around, go back and front. No shaking, no moving. Therefore, when all mind free from sin and become independent on itself, that's why the Buddha, he explained and said this, if the mind let this happen, so my son happen, my son arise. This is the way the Buddha give birth for hundreds or thousand sons. It's not like give birth one by one like normal anymore. These are the sons of Buddha that can give birth for 10,000 or 100,000s. And for the Deva and Brahmins, could be like many billions of them. Listen to this, do you understand or not? What are you doing right now? What is the benefit from doubt and question? You have been studied and practiced for long. So what is the benefit from that? So you should make sure for the usefulness inside from what you study. Could it be able to be the door to clean and clear the sin from your mind or not? You can measure the weight in the body, how many kilograms, how many pounds you have. But you cannot measure the mind, how much weight, how much lightness in there. But you cannot do it because you don't have wisdom. It's only object that can measure the weight of body. But for the mind, it's only the wisdom that we can use to measure the mind. It's like this person have enlightenment to be Sodaban. We need to use the wisdom to see and measure that. Or become Arahan, you need to use the wisdom to measure that. It's not about the object. So it's like many monks walking in the long line. They just look old, some young, some old. But when the Buddha see all of them, he know who is the Arahan inside the line, who is the Sodaban inside that. It's not about look and see through by the eyes, but the Buddha see through the eye of wisdom. So therefore, today listen carefully, study and practice. Don't bring the sin come back to torture and burn your mind. The fire of lust, the fire of anger, the fire of ignorance, you need to extinguish them. Don't torture your body, your bone again. I'm not going in diving. I'm not flying in sky. But now I am right here in front of you. The voice that I'm talking to you, just a normal voice from human. It's not about the devas or the brahmins will come to help you free from craving. It's not like that. It's not about all the every Buddhas in the past. If you know in the wrong way, if you notice, it's in the wrong view. However, you are still wrong. If you know right, if you knowledge is in right understanding, these two of them are the keys. And this key can open the closed thing. Know right. And know in right understanding, you can unlock the wrong view or mitcha titi. The more you listen, is the more you understand. It's like the tongue and the soup. This is the phenomenon of the mind. Like the moon come out from eclipse. Just very bright and shine. Nobody prove that except yourself. That can prove yourself. And don't need to blame the Buddha. How can he enlighten by himself? Because you will be the same. You have to enlighten by yourself. This only one mind is not travel around the world. It's not like that. Because if the mind can travel around the world, then the mind can go to Nirvana. The mind doesn't go around the world. But the mind gets lost and trapped inside. Where is the mind lost? So where is the mind stay? But you thought that the mind go around and around in everywhere. And you think is the mind will go to see the Super Monday world? It's no way. If you don't clean and remove the sin first.